In Resh Pei Tes, if today's Resh Pei Tes is all about how to put up mezuzah. Resh Pei Tes, if Aleph we had seen before Yom Tov, there was an introduction that would focus on bracha, different bracha issues, and now we actually get into the core of Kfiyas HaMezuzah. In the Shulchan Aruch wants to know, opens with the question that he that drives this entire sef. Ezehu makom kviyasa. Where is the place you're supposed to put up mezuzah? Drawing on a number of different gemaras over the course of the Lamed Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch goes on to talk about this in terms of all three dimensions. Number one, thickness. Number two, height. And number three, which side? Right? Because if I'm putting mezuzah right over here, so I need to know how deep into the doorway I put up mezuzah, how high I put up mezuzah, and find the question of left and right. So let's work through it step by step. There's what to say about each of them. So the first question is the question of how deep, and the Shulchan Aruch, I'm assuming that there's more than one Gemara about this. Gemara talks about, number one, we saw Gemara more than one place talks about Tefach HaSamach LePesach, being the first Tefach going in. And then there's also two other Gemaras. One Gemara talks about being Chalal Shel Pesach, in the empty space, in the door space, as opposed to off of it. And the Gemara also talks about Achori Hadelos, that the mezuzah should not be behind the door. So let's see how all three of these hang together. Ezel Mekom Kviyasa, Shulchan Aruch says, B'soch Halal Shal Pesach, in the door space, B'tefach HaSamuch Lachutz. In the first tefach, if it's a deep doorway, then it should be in the tefach that's closest to the outside. So let's say these doorways, the typical standard, North American doorways, so the whole tefach is maybe 4 or 5 inches deep. So you can, if you're going to put it dead center, you can have a nice symmetrical look, put the mezuzah in the center, not over to the right or the left, and it'll still be within the first tefach because the doorway itself is less than 2 tefachim deep. If you can put it right here, this is the wrong side, but just for illustration, if you put it right here, you know, in the center, it's still within the first tefach. Imagine this is from the outside going in, so this is tefach samach lechut, it's totally fine. If you have a deeper door, let's say you have something more dramatic between a living room and a dining room, sometimes may have a deeper doorway, so that doorway is, let's say, 9-10 inches deep. So let's say you're looking at it from the side.
Use a frame rail TV if that helps.
Looks great.
The area over there, pretend that's a doorway.
Ah, okay, that's good. So imagine if this was a doorway instead of a doorway into a wall, doorway to the next room. So the natural inclination is put the mezuzah right here, looks very pretty. Dead center. But obviously dead center, this is 2 feet deep. The mezuzah has to be over here. It has to be tefach samach lechutz. It's not ma'akev, but it is a chafilu. That we saw, that was actually the first din that we saw at the very, very beginning of Resh Pei Hei, that sort of touches on the shmirah and on the being pogev, and mezuzah chila come across the ideas right away. So for a variety of reasons, l'masa, l'chatchila, it should be b'tefach ha-samach l'chutz. That's the first issue in terms of depth, not ma'akev. But if you moved it into a house and mezuzah is in a different place, not sure you have to move it. Sure, if you put up mezuzah, you want to put it up properly. Yeah.
I was wondering, sometimes you have does the whole mezuzah have to be within the first?
I think the whole klaf. So it's if you have a decorative, a very big decorative case, the case doesn't have to be within the first.
So you have these massive mezuzahs that, like, when they're on the angle, the top of the angle, outside of that.
Right. So I don't think the case matters, but the cloth does matter. So you have to look at what your cloth is. And that's going to be true, I think, for other issues, height issues as well. That what matters is not the case. What matters is the cloth. So that's, again, l'chatchila should be not only in the chalal ha-tefach, l'chalal pesach, in the door space, but in the first tefach of the door space, in case where it's relevant, in case where it's a deep, particularly deep door space. Now the Ramah then says, "Imshina inu ma'akev." It ought to be chalal pesach. It ought to be tefach samach lechutz, but not ma'akev. Uvilvad shi'anichena b'mezuzah atzma. As long as you do put it on the doorpost itself, the mezuzah here in the architectural sense, The mezuzah, we call the mezuzah, has to be put on the mezuzah. It has to be on the doorpost. Sounds like if you put it over here, then mamish, you're not yotze anything. But if it's on the mezuzah, then you are at least yotze b'di'eved. Now here's the thing. Let's back up a little bit. The Gemara says that a mezuzah which is achori hadeles, so a mezuzah which is achori hadeles sakana ve'in b'mitzvah. Mezuzah is behind the door, so that's a sakana. Maybe a sakana because you're not being yotzei anything, or a sakana because it's sticking out in an awkward way. You'll bump into it. Rishonim, Tosfos, and others talk about that. But either way, you shouldn't do it. And ein b'mitzvah. Knock it. Take a look at the shach and sif katan gimel. Afilo hinicha achori hadelas ksheira b'di'eved kemash b'tur. Shach says, look, even if it's behind the door, but it's still on the doorpost, but behind the door, so the tur thinks that you're still yotze b'di'eved. That's what the Ramos sounds like. The Rav, the chenir das harav. That's a little tip. When the Shach quotes the Rav, he doesn't mean the Bartanura, he means the Ramah. And the Shach lines up that Machlokes, the Tur thinks it's only Din Lechatchilah, shouldn't be there, but Vidyevet would be Yotzei. But the Rambam Nuka Yosef, he says, they hold this Mamish Pasuk. So he says, look, a Machlokes HaRishonim, it's behind the door, but it's still on the doorpost, but it's behind the door. Achori hadeles, a machloka. Everyone holds it's not a great place to be. Machloka is whether it's just you shouldn't, or you're not even yotze at all. He says, your mom is playing with fire here. According to Hathri Shem, you're not yotze the mitzvah. The hilkach yesh lachzor l'sak nekohen. You really ought to fix it. Yeah, question.
Can we just show that visually on the door?
I'm going to show you. I'm going to hold you up and show you. I'm going to show you. You're asking about. I want to read a drop more. Let's read to the end of the shach, and then we're going to. This actually is very practical, and to figure out what's going on is very important. So I want to take a look first in terms of figuring out where exactly this is. So the shach closes by quoting a sefer that we know of by a different name. It goes to Sefer Ma'adane Melech. So you see the Ma'adane Melech all the time. He's printed in the back of the. In the middle, actually, of the Vilna Shas, he just no longer appears as Madani Melech. That's we're printed now as the Madani Yantif, one of the Mefarshim about on the Rush. They have a little bit of history on the cover page of the Gemara. They tell you in those brackets, they're laying out who's printed where. I think it's the Tosis Yantif, part of his life's one of his missions in life was to restore the primacy of several Svarim that had fallen into disuse. One was Mishnais. Another one was the Rush. And in order to do that, he didn't just give drushes about it. He wrote Svarim. He wrote Tosis Yomtif on the Shnayis, and he wrote the Madani Yomtif and several other Perushim on the Rush to really, and it seems like he succeeded on both fronts. Now, Madani Yomtif was originally published under the name Madani Melech. I forget the details of the history, but apparently he was accused of. Someone made that into a bilbul against him that there's some sort of treason involved and he doesn't respect the local king. So he had to, sounds like a bizarre story, but he was pressured in order to avoid legal issues. He changed the name of the sefer, or some publisher changed the name of the sefer from Madani Melech to Madani Yomtif. So if you're looking for this, it's important to know, the Shach still had the original name. If you're looking for this Madani Melech, if you look in Hilchus, the Rush's Hilchus Mezuzah, which is in the back of a Gemara Menachos, you'll find this in Madani Yomtif. So what does he write? He writes the following. Hanohu batin, apsuchim l'rachov ha'ovdei kochavim. Those houses which are opened, which open onto the street of the non-Jews. What does that mean? So he's probably describing the edge of a ghetto. You have a ghetto where most of the houses open inside the Jewish ghetto, but the last row of houses have their front doors open onto a non-Jewish street. And as a result, they put their mezuzahs behind their doors because they're worried that if they leave the mezuzahs on the outside, the mezuzahs aren't going to remain there for very long. So they have no choice. The only way they could put mezuzah successfully is to put it inside the house behind the door. So he says, Yesh lev amashi yismochu, al divrei hatur b'harav. The Shach says, look, that's a case where you don't really have many options. You put it in front of your door, the mezuzah is going to be ripped down within a couple of days. So either put it behind your door or don't put it up at all. He says, if you'd ask the Rambam, he would say, don't put it up. You're not gaining anything because you have yotzei thing. Madane Yomtiv says that you should put it up. So the Shach says, yeah, because half the Rishonim say it's kosher b'dievet. So according to the Torah and the Ramah, you're yotzei. So that's the only way to put it up, then that's what you should do. Okay. So again, so we saw the Mechaber quoted the Gemara that ideally it should be in the Chalal HaPesach. Ramah said, but if it's not, you're still yotzei. And the Shach point that that's the Machlokas HaRishonim. Whether when the Gemara says Achorei HaDelos is no good, is that Din Ipsol even B'dievet or not? So how do you put all the... And you have this Madayamtif that Achorei HaDelos, you'll put Achorei HaDelos in order to avoid in a situation where the non-Jews rip it off in an unfriendly neighborhood. So what does this mean, Lamaisa? Where is the mezuzah supposed to be? And this comes in two flavors. See, this door is...
You need more.
No, this is good. See, this door is a more standard type of door. In public areas, often doors work reverse. See, this door opens in. So you have room to put the mezuzah over here. Now, I'm putting the mezuzah as the tefach hasam v'chutz, supposed to be on the right as you're coming in. So that's over here, before you hit the door. So this is pashut. If I put the mezuzah here, better way to... Maybe you can see this more.
It's easier to see.
Right. See here, this is clearly in the Chalal HaPesach. The Chalal HaPesach is a door space. That's this whole space. And it's not a Chori HaDelos. It's in front of the door. Go. Put it right here. Tefach is the first tefach. Gevul. Okay. Where can it be? So Rabbi Schechter's nusach to me once was that there are three ways of defining this, whether it needs to be, when the Gemara says it shouldn't be a Chori HaDelos, does that mean Mamash has to be in front of the door, or it just means it has to be somewhere in the Chalal HaPesach like this, or even on the side, as long as Rama said, on the doorpost. Either here or there, and let's look. Let's do a bird's eye view. Maybe this will make it clear. Imagine you're looking down from on top at the doorpost. And here's your wall, and here's your wall, and here's the mezuzah. Here's the doorpost. So Shachta once said to me, it's a 3 days on the page in Shulchan Aruch, whether it's only possible if it's here, or is it even possible if it's here. Or if here's your door, is it even possible just in the door space behind the door?
Which way you enter?
Let's say you're going in this way. Right. Now, where do you find those 3 days? I think that's Mechaber, Ramah, and Shach. Right? The Mechaber said it really should be... Mechaber said it really should be in the Chalal HaPesach. So that sounds like it really should be over here, in this zone. I do have another color, so let's use it. But this is the Chalal HaPesach. This is the space of the door. So the Mechaber sounds like he's really saying this is really no good. That's out of the Chalal HaPesach. The Ramah had said, as long as it's on the Zuzah itself, which sounds like even if it's behind, on the doorpost, it just shouldn't be here. That already is no good. Right? And then the Shach, what did the Shach indicate? That even a Chorei, literally a Chorei Adelos. Because what? Because the Shach said, if you live in on the edge of the ghetto, put up a mezuzah outside, it's going to get ripped down. So you have no choice but to put it behind your door. Okay, it's a Chorei Adelos, but rely on the tour. A Chorei Adelos is only an issue l'chadchila. Why do we rely on the tour? Why not just put it over here? It's still in the Chalal HaPesach. So apparently the Shach thinks, no, that this, even though it's the Chalal HaPesach, I don't care. Literally behind the door is already a problem. So in other words, the Shach, Mechaber, Ramah, and Shach seem to draw the line in three different places? Does it just have to be Ramah the most mikel? It should be on the doorpost. Mechaber is already saying, not just the doorpost, it needs to be in the door space, the doorway space. And the Shach is saying it really needs to be literally, not just in the door, doorway space, in front of the door.
This whole machlok is saying it's only bidyat.
This whole machlok, and there's a further machlok, is all this chachila, is all this even a problem bidyat or not? And that's the machlok, is Mechaber, Rambam, and Torah. And why is, when does it all come up? I just showed you a normal door. We're the way we put up mezuzah normally is kashav yashar according to everyone. And put up mezuzah over here, it's in the door space, it's in front of the door. Malik, right? What's the problem? When does this come up? I guess you have the shach that comes up if you're scared to put mezuzah outside your door. It also comes up when you're incapable of putting up mezuzah outside your door, because these doors open in. But if you're, let's say, walking in to a
door will be on the other side of the thing.
Right, in because of for fire for reasons of fire code, in a public room that accommodates a large number of people, the doors always swing out. Rahman al-Tlan, there's a fire, there's a panic that there's a fire. Everyone rushes to the door. The last thing you want, the door opens in, as people rush against the door gets locked in place. So in rooms that accommodate large numbers of people, there's always the door always pushes outward for safety. Okay, good. So that's important. But here's the problem. When the door pushes outward, let me see, here the door swings in. So from this side, it's flush with the edge of the doorway. If we were going into a room this way, there's no way, there's nowhere to put the mezuzah here. It can't, you can't, there's no halal ha-pesach in front of the door. Right? You have to choose. Either you could be in front of the door, or you could be in the halal ha-pesach behind the door. But now the question is, well, what do you choose? So that's a significant machlok of poskim. The predominant view in poskim, and that's if you look around, you'll see this in public spaces. You see this in public spaces and in the door to basements. Because the door to basements in most houses, the door open. You're going from the kitchen to the basement. You think about it. Next time you come home, right, the door swings towards you into the kitchen. Why? Because you don't want a door on top of a stairwell to swing out over the stairs. Because if someone's coming up the stairs and he gets hit by a door swinging towards him, that's not very safe. And even if you're going down the steps, you'd rather the person step back and then see where the floor ends and the steps begin. So those are the two situations where typically have the doors swing towards you as you go in, instead of swinging out as you go in. And those scenarios, so you deal with this case where the front of the door is flush with the front of the doorpost. So the majority of poskim assume, and Rabbi Neuberger and many others, assume that the better place to put it is behind the door. Because that way you'll have halal ha-pesach. And that's on the assumption that achorei adelas is not if it's a separate din. Achorei adelas is just a way of saying it has to be halal ha-pesach, as opposed to achorei adelas beyond the halal ha-pesach. That's why the majority of poskim say just put it here in the halal pesach, and that's then you're good. So Rav Shechter is concerned for this double shach. The shach makes it sound like achorei adelas means literally anywhere behind the door, even if you're on the door post, you're in the door space. And the shach also said that achorei adelas machlokas, whether it's just a chatchila or maybe it's even a psol b'dyavad. So that's why Rav Shechter assumes it's better to put mezuzah over here, in front. You're definitely not in the door space, but at least you're avoiding, because the door space is only here. On the other hand, you put it here, you know that you're not achorei adelas. Achorei adelas, the Gemara never said halal ha-pesach is ma'akev. The Gemara never said explicitly, if you're not in the door space, ma'akev. The Gemara did possibly say that if you're behind the door, that's ma'akev. So again,
how would both work here again? Behind the door here would...
If the shach is of the opinion, and in quoting this Madani Yomtif about the doors on the edge of the ghetto, the shach implies that anything behind the door, even if you're in the door space, that's still literally achorei adelas. A. No. B. The shach said, the Gemara said that achorei adelas is ein bar mitzvah, and half the Rishonim think that means you're not yotzei anything. So you put those two pieces together, you're very worried about Haradellos because it may be a psul even b'di'evit. You might not be able to say anything. And you're concerned with the Shach's most machmir definition. The Shach is the most machmir in terms of how you define a Haradellos. I mean, anything is literally behind the door, even though you're still in the door space. So then you'd rather put it here than here. So again, just to draw it out, these sorts of doors, the door down to the basement or the door into a public space, it's going to look like this. And you're going in this way, but the door, draw the door in red. The door is going to be over here because it needs to swing out. So you only have two options. Either you put your mezuzah over here, you put mezuzah over there. So Rova post can say put the mezuzah over there. In the Chalal HaPesach, the Gemara says it should be in the Chalal HaPesach, put in the Chalal HaPesach. So that is the predominant view. Or Shachter's other opinion, mezuzah should be, we have to be concerned for the Shach, who thought that Chorei Delos is a separate din, literally can't be behind the door, and the Chorei Delos may be Likuva, so better to put it over there. Okay, so that comes up occasionally. The Machlokas you should be aware of, and as we said before, the other issue that comes up is that for sure Shulach HaKhila, but to be aware of, is when you have a deep doorway, there's the other issue in terms of depth, when you have a deep doorway, so the HaKhila should be the Tefach HaSamach L'Chutz, not dead center symmetrical, if that's more than a Tefach into the doorway. Yeah, Steve.
So I get why Rosh Hashanah said to do it to avoid the, maybe you're not being able to say anything, but what's the plus side to it?
Right, but
is it just to avoid the being puzzled?
To avoid the Chor Hadal. So that may be the only place to put it. Okay, so that's that is number one. So that's dimension number one is thickness. Yeah.
So wait,
or depth.
The Itzah is to put it on the outside of the other Pesach.
Right. Meaning, if you're going in like this, you would put it right over here.
So how come?
You put your mezuzah. Like that.
So how come this is not a problem with Rashi, though? Rashi says, "Lo bi bachut," so that kabara.
What do you mean?
Doesn't Rashi say that our besoch halal pesach, v'lo bi bachut?
No, in the Hanami. So Rashi would say, when you put it over here, you are not in the halal pesach. Okay? But that's not ma'akev. So good, you missed out that lechatchila. Okay, but that's the way the door is built. You don't have it. Unless you want to start drilling in here, you don't really have much of an option. So that's the first dimension, the dimension of depth. The second dimension that the Shulchan Aruch takes up is the question of how high. So Shulchan Aruch says, "B'tchila shlish ha'elyon," the beginning of the top third of the gova hashar, of the height of the doorway. That's based on a Gemara. Imkava tchila shlish ha'elyon. That means again. So now. That means, or actually, this totally tickled this door. The Tchila Shlisha Elyon means I'm going to, let's say this door is actually a little higher than the standard door is in this part of the United States, usually 81 inches high. I've measured enough and looked at people's houses, I've noticed that they're almost all, this is more. 81 inches is 6 feet 9 inches. So I guess they assume there'll be very tall people coming into this conference room. So if it's however high this is, let's imagine that's 7 feet high. So I'm going to cut this into thirds. And let's say this is the two-thirds of the way up. So the Shulchan Aruch says it should be Tchila Shlisha Elyon, the beginning of the top thirds, so here or here or here. But, Mechaber says, M'kavu L'mal Mizek Sheir. If you put it higher than the higher up into the top thirds, also fine. B'hu Shiyarchi Kena Meha Mashkov Tefach. As long as it's not in the top tefach. Now, there is a machlokas rishonim and achronim, how to understand this Gemara. We do assume like the way Mechaber presented. So machlokas, as are probably most issues in Hilchos Mezuzah, as you'll increasingly see, so machlokas, Rambam, and Rush. The Rush thinks, and there's a long shach here, but he's not where you expect to find him. The shach, Rosh Hashanah wrote this, Sipsei Kohen, the shach on the Shulchan Aruch, He also wrote on the margin, Nekudos HaKesef. That's his, it's by the same author, responses to the Taz. Because the title comes from the Pasuk in Shir Shirim. Pasuk in Shir Shirim says, making Turei Zahav im Nekudos HaKesef. The pillars, the blocks of gold with silver specks. So he wrote the Taz, the Turei Zahav. Shach said, let me give you the silver specks, the Nekudos HaKesef. Yeah, I think he was... I guess so. Very, very. You notice there are actually a number of Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch use these intriguing biblical references in terms of and how they play, especially when one writes a sefer response to the other. The Ksos wrote the Siva, certain Sivas HaMishpat, so he's the Ksos wrote the Mishoved Nisivos, which I believe is based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu, which means something totally different. But sounds like response to the Nesivus. So your Meshav of Nesivus is his attacks on the Nesivus. So Shachru Nekudos HaKesef as his responses to the Taz. In Nekudos HaKesef, he lays it out at length. He says the Rosh has a much simpler approach to this. The Rosh read the Gemara just saying it has to be anywhere in the top third. We don't care where. The Rambam says no. Top third, and we have a preference for the bottom end of the top third. That's the way the Mechaber presents it, and that's how you look in the Birkei Yosef on the bottom. He says that's the way that Arizal assumed as well. And both the Shach and Birkei Yosef, because of the Chida, point out, Minhag Olam was not like this. He says most people, you look around, most people follow the Rosh. They just put it, there, somewhere, high up. He says, but if you want to be didactic, so you would follow the Rambam, who was quoted by the Mechaber, who was quoted by the Arizal in the Chida and the Birkei Yosef, that not only the top third, but ideally in the bottom of the top third. In other words, for the Mechaber, just to lay it out clearly and succinctly, there are three zones. If it's in the bottom two-third, let's draw this. Let's say I'm looking straight through a doorway. Right. So let's say this is 81 inches high. All right, so this is one third and two thirds. 54, 27. All right. So if it's the bottom two thirds is puzzle. The top tefach is puzzle. Nothing to talk about. The rest of it is kasher. From the two thirds line till the tefach from the top is kasher. But the Mechaber says, follows the Rambam, ideally, the best would be to be in the bottom, the top, right above the two thirds line. Now, if you take a tape measure and measure, if you put it in a mezuzah mitzvah, so you get a tape measure and measure, it actually seems very low. It's an optical illusion. If you measure a typical doorway, two-thirds is around here. It's around shoulder length. And you look at it like that, it looks so weird, it looks like it's halfway down, but it's really not. It's because the bottom end of the doorway is farther from your eyes. So it just looks funny. You get a tape measure, you measure it, and you can tell someone has learned Hilchos Mezuzah if when you go to this house, all the mezuzahs look a little oddly, strangely low, they're like around here. See, that means he learned to put mezuzah before he put up his mezuzah. So that's a din l'chatkil again. So even according to the Rambam and the Mechaber, you put it higher as kasher, as long as it's not 3-4 inches from the top. But it too low is no good. Now you asking before, the point you made before is relevant here too. What we care about is where is the parchment. The entire parchment needs to be above the two-thirds line and certainly below the top tefach. So if you have a very, very big case, you figure out where your cloth is. Usually it's not so big. You just put the whole thing in the correct zone. The Mechaber stresses, even the Mechaber is fine in the Rambam, that we prefer the bottom of the top third, the tchila shlishalion, the beginning of the top third, working away from bottom to top, but still in kava l'mala mizek sheir. Higher than that is kasher, Shach says, but in the bottom two-thirds is possible. The Shach also in Simchat Dal adds as well that there's an exception to this based on Yerushalmi. The Shach assumes we should pass like this, Yerushalmi. You have a very, very, very tall doorway. You have a museum house. Like a 20-vaulted, 20-foot doorway. So a 20-foot high doorway, two-thirds of the way up, you're putting mezuzah 14 feet off the ground. Okay, so from the Gemara, sounds like whatever it is, top third. So the Rishami says, nah, if it's very tall, then you have to put it at shoulder height, because it needs to be something that you notice. Because, again, going back to the fact that mezuzah, the goal of mezuzah is that it gets you constantly thinking when you're doing the most banal activity, walking from place to place. It's a reminder of Ikari Amunah. So that's not only time of Dekra, that actually for Yerushalmi is actually defines the din, and you need to have it at children. Okay. And then and there's Shemachah Machaber says it can't be a tefach within a tefach from the top. And finally is the dimension number 3. Dimension number 3, we spoke about how deep and spoke about how high, and then there's a question of width, so to speak, meaning which side, left or right. I'll take question in a minute or two. That's the Gemara. The Gemara you saw, the Gemara says, has a drasha that has to be on the right side going in. You don't get to choose which side you put mezuzah on. It has to be on the right side going in. Gemara has a drasha, a mezuzah's beis secha uvisharecha. The beis secha is your house. Gemara has like an al-tikri. And we read it as though, in addition to being beis secha, it also implies what it sounds like, which is biascha, the way you go in. And since most people are not only right hand dominant, but right foot dominant, if you ever do some archery, you discover there's also dominance in eyes. It doesn't correspond. People are either right eye dominant, right left eye dominant. People are either right hand dominant, left hand dominant. Doesn't have to correspond. And it's also people are either right foot or left foot dominant. Comes up, I guess, if you're a captain of a soccer team, you want to know who's kicking with the right foot, who's kicking with the left foot. Most people are right foot dominant. The majority of people are right foot dominant. So the Gemara says, the way you go in somewhere, you're going to start walking with your right foot. So, al-mezuzah be-secha, be-ascha, the way you go in, that's the right side as you go in. And that's the source for a din d'oraisa. The mezuzah has to be on the right side going in. This is a particularly important din because it's the only din where the Gemara is absolutely clear that this is not only a din l'chadchila, but a din b'di'evet. As the Mechaber quotes, Im kavam is small puzzle. The Gemara is very clear about that. This din matters more than any other. If you mess it, you play with fire. You get it wrong, you're not yotze. And it's also the din which is hardest to figure out. So Ramah gives us one detail, which is quotes from Mordechai: Ein chiluk bein imuhu iter yad olo. Unlike tefillin. It has nothing to do with whether you're left or you're righty. Even if you have a house, let's say an apartment that only one person lives in, or everyone in the family, they're all lefties. He's lefty, she's lefty, everyone there's lefty. Doesn't matter. This is not tefillin. This is, we mean universal right side. But the question is, and I'll leave you with this for next time, this already is where Se'if Gimel picks up. If you go to the library, these sorts of things excite you. There's an archaeologist by the name of Professor Yitzhar Hirschfeld who was wrote a monograph entitled Palestinian Dwellings in the Roman Period. In English, that's Homes in Eretz Yisrael, B'Tkufas HaMishnah. Right? Palestinian Dwellings in the Roman Period. So they actually are, he is somewhat aware of that the things he's found are relevant to Halacha. There's more than one thing about Hilchos Mezuzah we're going to see. Some which he doesn't even notice the significance of. But as you learn Hilchos Mezuzah more, you realize it more. So one of the things he tells you is that there was a pretty standard room layout. Except maybe for very wealthy people, there was a pretty standard room layout, and it basically was the four-room Palestinian dwelling, which basically looked like this. Here's your front room, and your three back rooms. And then there were, I think he shows there were some areas in Eretz Yisrael, there was something to be variation of this, but that was the basic idea. If you have a house that looks like this, there are no great surprises. Right? What's Yemin HaNichnas? Well, that's going in from the outside in. And then here you have three dead-end rooms. So, one, two, three. So on the right side going in is here, and here, and here, and here. Problem. So that's all very straightforward and lovely. The problem is that architecture has developed and we have bigger houses, which is not necessarily inherently a problem. Sometimes bigger houses present all sorts of mitos issues. They also present intriguing mezuzah questions. Well, even without a circular house, let's say typical homes in northeastern United States, whether it's a colonial layout or a side hall, whatever it is, I might say you have at least three or four different, you have a living room, a dining room, and a kitchen, maybe a den, maybe one or two side rooms, and they all sort of feed into each other. And you can go from the living room into the dining room to the kitchen, you go from the, you know, so it, maybe it looks something like this. You know, you go into some room, and then from here you can go into the living room is here, and you can get into the kitchen like that, and then there's a dining room is over here, and there's a den over here. You can go between these rooms, and between those rooms. And a lot of different doorways, is that all the rooms sort of feed into each other. That got a little messy, but you can go, any one room opens into two or three other rooms. There are no dead-end rooms. You go upstairs, so the bedrooms will be dead-end rooms. So there it's pretty clear what's right, what's left. But going from the living room to the dining room, from the dining room to the kitchen, going in on the right side. Going in to which? Going from the living room to the dining room? Going from the dining room to the living room. Oh, go either way. And we just learned that the most ma'akev, the most critical din in terms of the questions of placement is Yemin HaNichas. The only din that's for sure ma'akev. So you got to get this right. So being that we live in a post-Hirschfeld era, we have a Baruch Hashem with Menzoch, Kosh Baruch has blessed us with more affluence than the Tanan had, and we live in, we take it for granted. We don't think of, you know, having a living room, dining room, kitchen on the first floor as being particularly affluent. We take a lot for granted. So you have to figure out, this is an important question to think about. That is the one detail of Siv Beis that gets saved for Siv Gimel. What do you do when you have a more complicated house? The Rishonim deal with this. There are a lot of interesting layers that Rishonim have. It starts with the Gemara on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, which you're going to want to take a look between now and next Chabura, about Heker Tzir, by which way the door swings. The Gemara says something, and then the Rishonim say, well, if you read the Gemara slowly and carefully, the Gemara is actually saying not one din, but two or three different dinim. The Gemara is actually giving us several different criteria to start to unpack that Gemara. So we will pick up with that next time.